Okay, so we're going to start the shiur now, Parshas Kisisa. I want to say over today something from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi wrote drushes, and then years later, after the drushes, he went back and compiled from the drushes, and he split it up a la Torah. But this particular piece I'm going to say from drushes Beis Halevi. It happens to be drush, but within the drush, there's a tremendous biur and a tremendous analysis of the psukim of the luchais, the shviris haluchais, what happened before the shviris haluchais and what happened after the shviris haluchais, and how are the differences between the two sets of luchais. Okay, we're going to start with the medrash. It's in the Yalkut Shemaini. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachman Omer, Kishemaisha Kosev Esa Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, Nishtayer Bekulmis, a little bit was left over in his ink, he's using a quill. Vehavir al Raisha, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the ink and put it on his head. Umisham Nase Karne Hoyd. Okay, if you look at the end of this week's parsha, right after Shvi, it says, Vayayim Hashem Moshe Ksav Luchas Kahadrom Eila, Ki Api Adrom Eila Karati, Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael, and Moshe was on Har Sinai another 40 days and 40 nights. Visham im Hashem Aboim Yam Barim Laila Lechem Layachol Maim Jolei Shasa Vayichte Valaluchay says Divi Habris Aseres Hadvarim, and it says when Moshe came down, Vayhi Bi Redis Moshe Me Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, Ushnei Luchas Edus Biad Moshe Beritay Menahar UMoshe Lo Yada Ki Karin Arpanim V'Darbe Itay. Moshe did not know. Kikaran Arpanav. Moshe's face radiated with light when you spoke to him. And people were afraid. It says in Pasuk Lamed, Ve'ar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisraelus Moshe, v'ine karan arpanav, v'yiru migeshes elav. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu get this radiance of light coming from his head? So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a little bit extra ink left on Har Sinai, and that ink he put on his head. And the Medrash goes on to say that this is just the schar, this is not even the keren, this is not even the principle of this, this is just the ancillary reward for Torah. But the Lassad Lavid is going to be much more schar. Okay, so, we have to understand this medrash a little bit better. So you're picturing Moshe up in Shemayim, and he has a lot of ink in his pen, and then when he wrote the Torah, he said, hey, there's a lot of ink left, so let me just put it on my head. It has to be understood deeper, and something much more significant, and something much more essential to what's going on over here. Okay, so everybody knows the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, but after the Luchas Rishonis, and he sees that Klai Yisrael doing the Egel, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu throws down the Luchas and breaks it. So the Medrash says on this, Nistakel Moshe Beluchas, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down the mountain, and he sees that Klai Yisrael doing the Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the Luchas, V'roha Ksav Sheben Perachas, the letters of the Luchas fly off the Luchas, Ukvedei Al Yadei Shem Moshe, and it becomes too heavy for Moshe, V'naflu Miyadei, and it falls from his hands, V'nishtarbu, and it broke. So again, as a kid, you learn that the Luchas are very light, it has Hashem's words on it, and then when the letters fly away, okay, why did the letters need to fly away? What's the point in that? That needs to be explained. And as soon as the letters fly away, oh, it gets so heavy, you can't even hold it anymore, and it breaks. How do we understand this? Okay, so I want to tell you over a medrash and how the Beis Halevi takes this, the unbelievable Beis Halevi, and what he does, and he shows how it's extremely true and accurate in the Psukim. There's a very big difference between Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shniyos. The medrash says like this, Ksav l'chas advarm. End of this week's parsha, right by Shri, Hashem tells Moshe, Ksav l'chas advarm eila, ki api advarm eila karati itcha bris, ves Yisrael. So the Medrash said, Medrash Rabbah, Hador d'chsiv, echtev loy rubi terasi. I should write roiv of my Torah, k'moizer nechshavu. It will be considered foreign. The pasuk is a very hard pasuk, similar drush in Gemara and Gittin. It's a very hard pasuk to define. The pasuk in Hosea, echtev loy rubi terasi, I will write down roiv of my Torah, K'mayzar nechshavu, it will be considered foreign. So the Medrash explains this pasuk. B'shal shenigla Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Litan es ha-Torah, Amr le-Moshe al ha-Seda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the Torah, Mikra, he learned the entire Torah of Chumash, Mishnah, he learned all the Mishnayos. Moshe Rabbeinu Shemayim didn't just learn Chumash, the Bible that we have, he learned all the Mishnayos. Talmud, knew all the Gemara. Agada, all the Agadatan Shas. Shenemar, because right when in Parshas Yisrael, when it says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, it says Vaydaber Elikim Eskol Advarm HaEla Afilu Mashe Tamid Shoyel Rav Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Even if me and you say a chiddush hundreds of years after Mount Torah, even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu. If there's a chiddush in a sefer that you think it's new, Hashem taught that chiddush to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just learn the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu learned Kol HaTorah Kula. So then it says in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall I write this all down? Should I make Torah Shebichsav much more than what we have Torah Shebichsav? Am lefani Ribbono Shelam Ech Devoisa? Shall I write what we call Torah Shebapeh? Should we write it as Torah Shebichsav? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eini Mevakish Nitin L'Bichsav. I don't want this to be given Bichsav. Why not? Why can't the Gemara be part of the written word of the Torah? Hashem says, Mipnei Shegalu Lifnanai. Because I know that one day, Sh'ev D'Chavim Asidim Lishlebem. One day the Jews are going to go into exile. V'lita Laisa, and they're going to take our Torah away from us. Our Torah, Torah Shebichsav, that's the New Testament. That's the Old Testament. The Goyim have that in every hotel room. You get the New Testament with the Old Testament. They took it over from us too. They also study that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's a component of Torah that I want to be kept bich bel peh. That should be something unique between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'yu bezuyim b'yavdei kechavim. Ela hamikra ninoisachem. Hashem told Moshe, you're only going to write down the mikra, v'hamishnah, v'talmud, v'agada ninoisim l'mapeh. That's going to be given verbally. Shem yavayv dechavim yishtav debem, yu muvdil mehem. What makes us unique is going to be our Torah Shemapeh. The Mishnah, the Gemara, the Agada, means even though we have it translated into other languages, that's something only Klal Yisrael has. That is something only Klal Yisrael have. The written word that the Goyim have too. That's Torah Shebichsav. The Goyim have that too. Torah Shebapeh is something we as Jews, from Jews, have unique that no other nation has. Okay, so the Beis Halevi says, we pull out a few things from this Medrash. First of all, the Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain learned Kol HaTorah Kula, but only Torah Shebichsav was written, Torah Shebapeh remained Alpeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Goyim one day to take it. The Beis Halevi says an unbelievable idea. What was the concern why Torah Shebichsav should not be written down? Torah Shebapeh should not be written down. It was afraid that the Goyim are gonna take it over and they're gonna say it's theirs. That happened only after Shviras HaLuchos. Before the Luchos were broken, there was not going to be Galus. The Gemara makes a drasha. It says Chorus al Luchos, Atikru Chorus al Cherus. That when the first Luchos were given, we were free. If we would not have done the Egel, we never would have had the Yetzirah again, and we never would have been put in exile. So at the time the first Luchos were given, there was no Galus. It's only after the Egel, and after Shviras HaLuchos, that we needed that the Torah Shebapeh should be Baalpeh. But the Beis Halevi says, when the Torah was given originally, in its original form, the Ruchos Rishonos, Kol HaTorah Kula was given on the Luchos. That's what he says. And he shows unbelievable diyukim. I'll just give you two of them. First of all, it says that the letters of the Luchos Rishonos were miraculous. That an endomem went through and through. Mizeh u'mizeh hiksuvim. And the letters were suspended in the air. The mem and samach. So the Gemara gives a bunch of examples of words that went through and through. Maher, saru, maher. Now, those are not words that are in our Luchos today. That means in the original Luchos, there was something else that we did not have. I'll tell you another raya he has. It talks about, in Parshas Ekev, it talks about Luchos Rishonos. So it says, Vayitin Hashem Eilai Yishnei Luchos Ha'evim K'suvim Be'etzpah Lekim V'aleim K'chol Hadvarm Hashadiber Hashem Yimachem Yitoich Ha'esh Bayam HaKol. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says on this pasuk, this is talking about Luchos Rishonos. It could have said Aleim, it says Ve'aleim. It could have said Kol, it says Kichol. It could have said Dvarim, it says Hadvarim. So what was on the first Luchos? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Yishalmi, that Mikra Mishnah Talmud Agada, V'chol Mashah Talmud Vasagas of the Hiris, Lifnei Rabbi, was already under Luchos Rishonos. So you see that Luchos Rishonos was different than Luchos Achronos. Luchos Rishonos was Kol HaTorah Kula the way we have it today. Luchos Achronos, so first of all, now we understand that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jews doing the Egel, so at the Egel is going to be a time where we're going to sin and we're going to have to go into Galus now. That's when that happened. So the letters had to leave. The letters had to leave. Because the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Torah Shebapeh had to stay Bapeh only after the Gzeirah of Golos. So we should retain Torah Shebapeh in its verbal form that the Goyim should never have had it. Before the Shviras HaLuchos, before the Egel, the entire Torah was written on it. After the Shvi'a Luchis, it had to be gone. So that's what it means, the letters lifted away. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's too heavy for me. What does that mean? The Beis Halevi says that if we don't have Torah Shabbat Peh, and we only have Torah Shabbat Chsav, we can't keep the Torah. When the Torah says, shake an Esrig, what is an Esrig? If we don't have Masech the Sukkah, we don't know what the Sukkah is. If we don't have Masech the Menachos, we don't know what Tefillin look like. We need the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that Torah Shabbat Peh is now going to be taught orally to the Jews. So he was holding just the Torah Shebichsav, that's the Dibris, and everything in it, Torah Shebichsav, but where's the Torah Shebichsav? That's what he said, it got too heavy. Take a look at the Beis Halevi, Joshua Ches, Beis Halevi, I just want to end off very, very vital. So it sounds like a big tragedy. We lost Kol HaTorah Kula after the Shri Saluchais, but the Beis Halevi says there's something unbelievable. Before the Shviris of the Luchas Rishonis, somehow miraculously, Kol HaTorah Kula was on the Luchais. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Agada, everything was on the Luchais. Now there are two components. There's the Torah Shebichsav, and where's the Torah Shebapeh? It's within all of us. We are the second part of the Torah. Before the Shviris HaLuchais, there was the Torah. It was all on the Luchais. The Torah is there, and I'm a Jew studying the Torah. No, what happens now after the Shvi'a Luchais, it's up to us to recreate the Torah. It's up to us to reestablish the Torah Shabbat Peh and to engrave it literally in our hearts and it becomes one in part and parcel of us. I mentioned this year, the Maral. The Maral is explaining in Gemara, why are you foolish if you stand up for a Sefer Torah and you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham? He says, because a Talmud Chacham is the Etzem HaTorah. That's what happened after the Shviris HaLuchais. The Shviris HaLuchais is that we have to now go back and recreate what the Luchais used to be. The Luchais used to be the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what the Luchais. After the Shviris HaLuchais, then we only have Torah Shebichsav. It's up to every Jew to go back, each person according to his ability. Whether it's one Mishnah, whether it's one Masechta, whether it's one Gemara, doesn't matter. It's our job to go back and recreate and engrave into our hearts. The same way it was engraved in the first Luchais, Choris Ala Luchais. It's now up to us, Kasei Maluach Libecha, to now recreate and bring back the Torah Shebapeh into each Jew's heart. Yeah, exactly. So that's what it means. He took the extra ink. That means Moshe Rabbeinu thought he's going to write down everything. Now Hashem said, no, you're only going to write a little bit. What do I do with the extra ink? The ink goes on my head. And that's why he became literally a living luchos. He became light. That's what.
Can I take some of the food?